Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I am Anna from Fightful.com, and I'm here with WWE superstar Seth Rollins, Mr. Visionary. Sir, welcome back to Australia.
Ah, thank you so much. I love being here. It's been awesome so far. Show tomorrow night, it's going to be killer.
You mentioned during the press conference that you love the coffee here.
Ooh. Ooh. Man, it's not just this city either. It's the whole country. You go to Melbourne, you go to Sydney, you go to Adelaide, Brisbane, you go to all the towns all over this country, man. It is unreal. You cannot go a block without good. I got a good coffee in a restaurant the other day. You know what I mean? Like, just the care and the love and the passion. It shines through in the caffeine, and I dig that.
It's not rocket fuel, which is what you get in America.
Well, I mean, look, it's more than just wake-up juice, right? It's more than that, and I dig that. As someone who owns my own coffee shops, I respect it, I love it. I feel like I'm one with the people down here, you know?
That's good. We do pride ourselves on our coffee. It's expensive, but it's good. It's worth it. So you're obviously a fashionista. Amazing suit. So I have a few pictures of some of Australia's finest attire. I was wondering if you could just see if any you'd like to incorporate into your own look,
sure.
Perhaps.
Let's go.
So first, this is a high-vis suit.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah, that's gorgeous. I would rock that in a heartbeat. No doubt. I might have that in the closet. That might be coming up in the next few weeks.
I would like to see this at WrestleMania. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Mania. We got some wild stuff coming from Mania. That ain't nothing compared to the WrestleMania looks.
This year is more of a traditional Australian sweater with the koala, and I think that's supposed to be gum tree leaves.
Yeah, you know what? I think I could rock that. I think, and I'll be fair, and I might be biased because it looks like a female in the picture there. I think my wife would kill that more than I would. I think that'd be right up her alley. So, and she's a hat person. She looks great in a hat. So I give that one to her.
What about a his and hers outfit?
You know, we could, but you know, here's the thing. These matchy-matchy couples, man, that ain't for us. We don't rock that way. We don't need to do that to get by. We both got our own thing going. Sometimes we match by accident and it looks awesome, but sometimes we're just both doing our own thing and that looks even awesomer. So, you know, maybe for the Aussie folks, we could do a little his and hers.
I mean, you're not lame, so that would be the reason why you don't do that.
Correct.
Now, this is Gary Sweet in a nice crushed velvet.
Yeah, beautiful, classic. Yeah, I love the tie. I love the velvet. I mean, it's gorgeous. The kind of like all the buttons. I dig that, the high button jacket. I mean, he rocks that. He looks great. I mean, God, look at him. Silver Fox he is, eh? Fantastic. I hope when I'm that age, I can look like that.
I think so. You'll kill it. Now, here we have someone dressed as a TV Week Logie. Logies are like Australia's equivalent of the Emmys, but Z-grade.
Okay.
So I was thinking with this, you can make this kind of outfit, but with your championship belt as the base.
Yeah. There's something there to that. You know, what he has done is his own thing, and I respect it. I will say the shoes, right, my eyes went to him right away, and I would yank those things quick. I can make that work. I don't know about the gold painted chest situation, but a man clearly hits the gym, looks good, so respect it. I respect it.
You are a true fashionista to actually go to the one part of the outfit that looks kind of good.
Yeah, the shoes are money, man. The shoes make that thing.
Now, this is a classic Australian look, and I feel like the older you get, the higher the socks actually get.
We out on that, dog. The only time you're wearing socks that high is on an airplane. That's it. Those got to save your life, and that's it. Those are not a part of fashion, baby. We need a couple more decades before those come back into play. Jean shorts, I don't know. I don't know if we're there yet. That ain't for me. I ain't doing that.
Well, I mean, someone has never let them go, so...
Yeah, but you can't see him, so it don't matter.
Fair. Now, this is one of Australia's finest sports players with the mullet. And have you worn something like this before?
Yeah. I mean, that's a handsome boy right there. That's great. Good for him. Good on him for rocking the stash, too, unapologetically. Unapologetically. Looks good on him. Respect to that guy right there. I dig that look.
Now, this is more extreme of the mullets.
Here's the thing. I like my hair. And if you do that, it takes a while to grow back. So I'm not in that game yet, I don't think. I'm not in the mullet game, not yet.
It's a commitment. It really is.
Long term.
Now, here we have Sean McAuliffe. I think it's more of like a Seinfeld puffy shirt.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I actually had some... A couple weeks ago, I wore a shirt that had kind of those little puffy little wrist gimmicks there, but you couldn't see it because it was covered by my jacket. I was kind of sad about it, so I might bust out the shirt again just so you can see those kind of doily-looking wrist sleeves thingies, whatever they are.
100%. It has to be a statement.
Yeah, that, he looks great.
Now, this one, it's a bit of everything, but it's mainly the hair.
Oh, I mean, like the bowl cut?
Yeah.
Little-known fact, a teenage Seth Rollins rocked the bowl cut, baby. I had a bowl cut for a few years there, man. A deep bowl, you know what I'm saying, with that undercut and all that stuff. I had a good bowl for a while, so I look pretty good with a bowl. I do say I could bring it back.
Did you actually use a bowl?
No. Wasn't we weren't like, you know, Beatles Fab Five situation here. We went to a proper stylist and did the real thing, you know.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
This is more of a classic. You got the mullet. You got the bow tie suit with the durry.
Yeah, the cigarette really, really sets it off there. It's a great look. I mean, look, it's a classic black tuxedo, but the mullet is strong, but he rocks it, and there's some machismo to it, you know? I dig that. I don't know if he's popping open a beer or what he's got going there. Respect. You guys got some wild terms down here. Cigarette and a beer are a...
Durry and a tinny.
A durry and a tinny. All right.
And here's our final one. Now, this is an international, Sebastian Vettel from F1.
Okay.
He has adopted the Australian style. So you've got the mullet, you've got the VB shirt, you have the tan line.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, he's fine. You know, that's my casual look. That's my day-to-day. I'm not mad at that. The glasses are nice. He looks cool, man. He looks cool. He rocks it. It's confidence. It's really not what you wear. It's how you wear it. I need y'all to understand that. It's how you wear it. If you rock anything with confidence, whatever you are rocking, you can have style.
That gives me confidence.
You should have confidence.
Thank you for that. Before I let you go, how good are you at speaking Australian?
Not at all. You just taught me two Australian terms that I never knew in my life. Is there an accent? Are you talking about the accent?
Terms.
Like terms? No, I don't know. I don't know a dang thing.
Would you like to have a go?
I mean, sure. Whatever. Just don't make me look silly.
I'm knackered.
Tired, right? You're sleepy. Okay.
Had to cart my oldies and their rallies to the servo.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. What does that mean?
Had to take my old parents and relatives to the service station.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that was not where my head went.
That's fair. Final question. Completely off the record. What do you think of my boss, Sean Morissette, from FIFO.com?
No comment.
Same. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.